The Mushkegowuk Cup is taking over Timmins this weekend. For the 15th annual hockey tournament, 1,200 players and coaches, along with their family and friends, are in Timmins. The action is underway and wraps up on Sunday, February 18. Mushkegowuk Cup coordinator Stuart McLeod said there is a record number of teams registered this year, with 56 teams lacing up their skates. "We've always hovered around the 50-team mark," he said. "We have teams coming from all over, a few teams from Quebec too." The tournament is expected to contribute around $2 million to the local economy over the weekend, though Timmins Economic Development Corporation's, TEDC, Director of Community Economic Development Noella Rinaldo said that is a conservative estimate. "You have over 5,000 people, and we know that's a conservative number," said Rinaldo. "It adds up pretty quick." The tournament received $50,000 in municipal accommodations tax, MAT, funding. To make sure everyone arrives on time, Ontario Northland Railway added an extra train to Cochrane for people traveling from the James Bay coast. McLeod said that every hotel room in the city has been booked, and there is even a team traveling in from Cochrane because that was where they could find accommodations. There are events throughout the weekend as well, including the three Nolans, Ted Nolan and his sons Brandon and Jordan, who all played in the NHL. On Saturday, February 17, they are at the Mountjoy Arena at 9:30 a.m., the McIntyre Arena at 1 p.m., and the Archie Dillon Sportsplex at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, signing cards and will be available for photos. "We're going to keep them busy that day," said McLeod. At 1:45 p.m. on Saturday, Ted Nolan is signing copies of his book, Life in Two Worlds, A Coach's Journey from the Reserve to the NHL and Back, at the MAC. The Mushkegowuk Cup started in Muswani 15 years ago, but the need for more ice and room moved the tournament to Timmins. "It's been in Timmins now for 7 or 8 years, so we occupy all the rinks," he said. Mushkegowuk health offices have been handing out flags that can be added to vehicles. Some of the flags are still available for fans looking to support teams in the tournament. The game schedules are available on the Mushkegowuk Cup Facebook page. Passes to see the games are $10 for adults and $5 for children ages 6 to 17. Children under 5 and seniors can get in for free. "Volunteers and organizers are excited to see their work pay off," said McLeod. "We've had some panic moments, but we're a pretty big team now, and we always come together and work together well," he said.